from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Dutch son-in-law of one of Russia's richest men was sentenced to prison on Tuesday, 30 days in prison in the U.S., and a $20,000 fine for lying to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigators about contacts he had with an official in Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Alex van der Zwaan is a lawyer who once worked closely with Trump's now former campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Van der Zwaan had pleaded guilty on February 20th as Mr. Mueller investigated his investigation into whether there was collusion between the president's campaign and Russia. Trump said Tuesday he wants to use the American military to secure the U.S.-Mexico border until his promised border wall is built.
We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military.
The president has been deeply frustrated with the lack of progress building what was the signature promise of his campaign. There's been no immediate indication of the size of the U.S. military contingent that Trump plans to deploy, where or how soon. The United Nations says it is investigating, quote, disturbing reports of serious harm to civilians during Monday's Afghan military airstrikes on a Taliban-controlled district in northern Kunduz province. Villagers told reporters Tuesday they attended mass funerals of dozens of victims, including children. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres joined top officials at a conference for donors to help rebuild Yemen.
We must see action to end the conflict. This war is causing enormous human suffering to some of the poorest and most vulnerable people in the world. And there are no humanitarian solutions to humanitarian crises.
Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates pledged $1 billion in aid for Yemen. The fate of thousands of African migrants in Israel is uncertain after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, under political pressure, canceled an agreement Tuesday with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees to halt the forced deportations of about 37,000 African asylum seekers. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler is hopeful the deal can be salvaged.
Yes, we learned about this decision through the media, and we contacted the Prime Minister's office, and since then we have been in touch with them. We are confident that there will be a solution for the thousands of Eritreans and Sudanese that are in Israel. We stand ready to work with Israel and with countries that will be willing to take some of these refugees.
Many of the Eritreans and Sudanese fear for their lives if they're repatriated. Malaysia's parliament has approved a new law punishing those who publish or share false information on digital platforms. Reuters correspondent Ed Giles reports.
Malaysia is the first country to outlaw fake news, and offenders could land in prison for up to 6 years. The law is expected to pass the country's upper house this week and come into effect soon after. The bill does not appear to clearly define fake news, but it allows for broad consequences, including fines of over $120,000, as well as jail. The government says the law would not violate freedom of speech, and cases would fall under an independent court.
French railway workers went on strike Tuesday in the first of a series of planned work stoppages in protest of the government's plans to institute reforms to the system. Only a fraction of trains were running across the country. Platforms are packed with people and roads are clogged with commuters who normally rely on rail travel. French President Emmanuel Macron wants to strip away job guarantees and other benefits for new employees for the railway system. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.